Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
What is the current status of the plans from a few years ago to make these repairs or even replace the bridges to Goat Island?
We have been undertaking a series of information gathering steps, such as LIDAR surveys. We're currently doing some intensive concrete cores in the bridge that will help inform our next step of design. We're actually in the preliminary design phase. We're preparing, in DOT technical terms, the design approval report, and there are options involved. And so since the last time this came to light, there's been a lot of work going on in terms of analyzing our options for design. And they've ranged from, you know, how are we going to build this? We're going to build a cofferdam up at the top of the rapids and close off the whole falls like we did in 1969? Or are we going to do more localized pier dams as we work on a new bridge? And there's been a lot of effort put toward that because the there's a lot of environmental issues with, in essence, shutting off the falls. And we are absolutely shying away from that now, which might be to the disappointment to some and to the pleasure of others. But with the situation with the lakes and the high water we've experienced 2 years ago, we are very nervous about sending too much water. If we block it off the American Falls, sending too much water over to Canada and the Canadian Falls and the impact that may have on the shoreline. So we're taking a real hard look at what our options are when it comes to the timing of the actual project. And in doing so, you know, those constructability issues and how we go about it certainly impact design. So we're still in the design phase. We hope to get use this latest information to decide on our course of action and enter into the next level of design once we get our design report completed.
So what kind of a time frame are we potentially looking at here in terms of getting crews out into the rapids there with the water, you know, lowered so it doesn't necessarily shut off flow to Niagara Falls there? But what kind of a time frame could we potentially see in terms of getting people out there making these repairs or replacing the bridges?
Well, it's a process. We are probably, well, there's a couple things going on. We have a good year left in design. And in the meantime, we know that the project is probably about a $45 to $60 million project. So in the meantime, we are looking for the construction dollars. How are we going to round up the money? And, you know, we've been applying to the federal government through the BUILD grant to assist with funding. We're looking at our own agency budget 2-3 years out, as well as, you know, looking at the overall state budget. So it's a process. We're in design. We hope if all goes well, by the time we design and bid the project, that we could see construction starting in, maybe 2025.
Okay.
If all goes well.
And there's no sense of urgency to try to get this project done as soon as possible. Do you feel that the bridges are in good condition as they are right now?
Well, they do get inspected, and we just, as you may or may not know, there is a temporary maybe truss currently functioning over the bridges, so they're safe for pedestrian use. There's no guarantee that, you know, a stone may fall into the rapids from the bridge, but we do inspect it fairly regularly. And I think the sense of urgency is to just keep this process going and make sure that within the next few years we get this under construction. We wouldn't want it to go out another 10. I think that might be just, you know, getting out there a little bit too long. So we're in the process. Our commissioner is focused on making sure this design keeps moving. And as we work with the DOT and our other partners, it's that's our goal. Keep it moving.
So you talk about the money that's necessary for funding this project. What efforts are going to have to be made going forward to get the necessary funding to repair the bridges, and where will these funds come from?
Well, as I said, there is potential for federal funding as well as state funding. There's a fair amount of infrastructure money out there. There's discussion of a state bond act as a possibility. These are all possibilities, but we think that the timing's right with the focus on bridges and our infrastructure basically in the state. We're going to need to find the money, and this will become a priority once we get through design and get it teed up basically for construction.
And would you be hoping that maybe you could be able to get some sort of federal funds from the U.S. government that might be able to help you out in this process?
Absolutely. And I mentioned that we've applied to the, it's called the BUILD grant. That's federal funds. And that's, you're eligible up to $25 million. It's a highly competitive process, but we think that the merits of this project, you know, could help us place favorably in selection. It's hard to say though, because it's you know, it's a highly competitive program, but there are federal funds out there, and we're working hard to try to find them.
Mark, is there anything else that you care to add to our conversation that we might not have talked about yet?
Other than it's an extremely unique project. Historic bridges over the American Falls Rapids. It's not your average bridge project. So we're excited about it. It does pose challenges, but we're up for the challenge. And we're excited to keep this design process moving.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.